Well, that brings me to these things. What are these? Yeah. So what do they, what does that have to do with the church?
They lay them down.
Think about it. Now, Tina has put some palm branches out there along the sidewalk, and I pulled in and I saw that, and I got this out, and I said, my palm branch is bigger than your palm branch. But I got two of them.
Only the stick, Pastor, only the stick.
Yeah, only the stick. I got two of them. Now, these are only two of 60 different variations of palm trees. And I always like the coconut palm, because when I see coconut palms, I know the weather is warm usually all the time, all year long. But our climate here in North Florida is very similar to the climate in Israel. It even snows in Jerusalem sometimes, and it snows in Tallahassee sometimes. But this happened to be a special time when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. And we know the story. He had his disciples go get a donkey, and he rode in on a donkey. Now, all the people that gathered there knew or heard of all the same wonderful things that Jesus did. So what they wanted to do was honor him. So they cut, one scripture just says branches, but they were really palm branches, and they laid them down as he rode into Jerusalem. So it's become a thing now that palm branches or Palm Sunday becomes an item of worship or something that we have in the church of symbolisms of different things like the cross and all of that. And now we have palm branches which become an act of worship because we remember what Jesus has done for us. So palm trees are very special, but more than that, our Messiah come into Jerusalem as he was headed on a journey that he knew he had to do. And that will lead us up to next week starting Monday, which is Holy Week. And so it's a wonderful way to know that God loved us so much. Not only did he come in human flesh like you and I and experience all that crazy stuff in the world, he was also fully God. And, of course, we celebrate that the end of that journey, the resurrection next week. So.